Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Over the past few decades, our next guest's organization has been busy building and maintaining the Palmetto Trail, a hiking and biking trail connecting the coast of our state to the mountains. What's the latest progress on completing that trail, and how has it fared after the two recent hurricanes? Mary Rowe is Executive Director of Palmetto Conservation, the caretakers of that trail. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Before we start talking about the trail, tell us about the actual organization itself, Palmetto Conservation.
Palmetto Conservation Foundation started out with some like-minded people who were concerned about preserving some of our most natural and cultural resources across the state. It is a not-for-profit, and its initial mission was to really hold land easements, which we currently still have about 11 that we oversee still to this day. But about 5 years into the organization running as sort of a land easement holding gate was the Palmetto Trail. So they decided they were also outdoors. People loved hiking, and they then added the Palmetto Trail as one of their largest initiatives. So we have now been building the Palmetto Trail, which is South Carolina's largest trail project from the very beginning for now over 30 years.
Okay, so let's walk through then where we are on the trail. What percent completion are we? What's left to be completed?
We have currently 380 miles of trail built. We estimate when we're done, it would be a little over 500 miles. So we're getting close, but some of the trails that we currently would like to build are in some of the more difficult areas. You can only imagine 30 years ago, we didn't have the density and the development that we have today. So the original route has had to be adjusted. I'm proud to say that one of our most challenging trails to build was going from the capital city to the coast. We had a 26-mile gap between our Fort Jackson passage and our Watery passage. We're going to announce pretty soon that that passage will be open. We're just finishing an amazing trailhead. What was once the McCready Trailhead is now going to be designated the Boyd Trailhead. We'll have a bathroom. It has a water source. It has picnic areas. So that will mean that you can walk from the capital to the coast. The other challenge is going the other way, going north, going up to try to connect into Newberry. We have a trail that we have identified. We are working on seeking funding and different SCDOT approval. And then we have some obstacles getting over the Tiger River up to our upstate passages. We are connecting some missing gaps in the upstate. We're on a pause because of the big hurricane. So everybody likes to ask me, Mike, when are you going to be finished? We're never going to be finished, but when will we be connected? And here I can say our goal is within probably 7 years, if not try to get it to 5 years.
Well, talk about how all this is being made possible and where your funding comes from. And I know there are a lot of volunteers and what your involvement is with the business community.
We do have some really just terrific volunteers going out each week to maintain the trail. Our funding has traditionally always come from private funding, you know, individual donors. We do get tremendous support from our corporate communities through their grant programs. Many of our South Carolina larger businesses have grants available for environmental causes, and we fall in that category. Our state has been very generous over the last several years, acknowledging the importance of trails, so we do get state funding also that assists in really building the trail, both reoccurring and non-reoccurring funding. And then we go after national-based grants, so we try to tap every possible source for funding, even at the federal level.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and let's hope for no more hurricanes and until this thing is finished. Or let's just forget hurricanes. Let's hope those don't roll along anymore.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mike. Two hurricanes in South Carolina and hitting the upstate was a little bit of a surprise to us.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll check in with you again to get an update in the future.
Please do, and thank you for having me.
Mary Rowe is Executive Director of Palmetto Conservation, the caretakers of the Palmetto Trail. We will have links to the trail and the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.